tonight from Boomer Fieldhouse on the campus of Woodward High School. This is Classic Bowl Boys Basketball, Game 1, featuring red team coached by Eli Zoschke from Thomas Faye Custer against the white team coached by Todd Kerr of Hooker. Classic Bowl Basketball is brought to you by Harper Sanitation, J&R Hot Oil Units, Compass Athletics, and the Woodward Convention and Visitors Bureau. We are set at Boomer Fieldhouse for Classic Bowl Basketball. It's the pregame show as the Tri-State's All-Star Boys athletes take to the court. Here with all of tonight's action is sports director for radio stations K101, Z92, and 104.5 KZZW, Trent Caldwell. Alongside with color commentary is Tyler Riggs. And to be joined on the Classic Bowl Basketball microphones later this evening, a man on loan from the Woodward Chamber of Commerce, the sports broadcast leader of the Tri-State region for 36 years, the longtime news and sports voice at K101 Radio, C.J. Montgomery. We are set at Boomer Fieldhouse for Classic Bowl Boys Basketball. Here now is Trent Caldwell.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Boomer Fieldhouse here in Woodward, Oklahoma. Jimmy Peck Court for Classic Bowl 33. That's XXXIII since 1989, bringing together the best and the brightest in the Tri-State. And Tuesday we did it with the girls, and now we're going to do it with the guys in the basketball court. Good evening, everybody. I am Trent Caldwell. Joining me once again on a wild ride through 2020 and 2021, Mr. Tyler Riggs. How are you, sir?
Well, you mentioned that. We've made it, Trent. We have made it. We're here. Had a great time Tuesday. I mean, what a set of games Tuesday, and I fully expect the guys to try to come out and match that energy that the girls showed us.
Yeah, absolutely, and you can look for a great game. There are a lot of athletes out here. There's a lot of double-digit scoring averages, a lot of high flyers. There's some shooters out here. There is a little bit of everything on this floor tonight from three different states, and we talked about it a little bit when we spoke with Ben Buckland before the game, the KALV radio.com stream. So if you will, I want to watch the game. That's where you can find the stream. But speaking with Ben, we spoke a little bit about this. There are three or four valedictorians on the floor, Tyler. I mean, there are some brains out there, not just some athletes.
Well, and that's the beauty of it, right? I mean, we talk about a lot with Class Bowl. Not only are these kids, like you mentioned, top-tier athletes, just about every single one of them, you could go to their teachers, you could go to the administrators in their school, and they will tell you, hey, they're phenomenal kids in the classroom, off the court, and that's really where it matters the most.
Yeah, we couldn't do it without our sponsors tonight, Harper Sanitation, J&R Transport, Compass Athletics, helping us bring this action to you. We want to thank those people who do a fantastic job here in Woodward and beyond, really, as that's what this is about. Throw the state lines out, Tyler. I don't care which side of which border you're on. I don't care which county you're in. I don't care which school you go to. Tonight, everybody's here together to celebrate these wonderful young men here. And it's going to be quite the show.
Oh, it always is. And, you know, you mentioned everybody being together. We talked a little bit, too, about the internet effect, the camaraderie. These guys come in, they know each other. Some of them look forward to playing each other against each other. Sometimes it's teammates from the same school in some cases. But, you know, it can't get much better. We had great crowds Tuesday, and they're already starting to fill up here tonight. Can't wait.
And it starts with game one, white team versus red team. White team going to be led by Coach Todd Kerr. His fourth season at Hooker in only four seasons. He's already won. He's 98-10 over there, but he has over, I lost count, it's up over 550, right around there. He's top 10 all time. He's active, or he's top 25 all time. He's active top 10 coach all time. And he previously was at Forgan, where he won three state titles over there. And now he's the coach of the Hooker Bulldogs. They finished this year 22-3, ranked number 3 in 2A, made it to state again, and lost in the state quarterfinals. And he's going to be leading up that white squad. On the other side, for the red team, Eli Zoschke, alumnus of this game. In 2007, he was a player here. He had the jersey on. And now in his sixth season with the Thomas Terriers, he replaces an OCA Hall of Famer in Jim Petrie. Played for him, was his assistant. And now he's leading the Terrier team that ended up with a pretty good record. They started really late due to how well the football team
right.
played. And almost all his players played football.
And that's kind of a curse of a small school sometimes when you're really good in all athletics, right? You cross over seasons. But, you know, we always talk about the coaches having that special moment to be a coach of this. But to be a player and now a coach down the road, I mean, my goodness, what a feeling that's going to be for coaching.
Yeah, absolutely. And now we're going to bring the starting lineups after this. Really going to bring you all the lineups, as they're going to line them up. They're going to introduce everybody, and we're going to have it here for you. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back. You're listening to Classic Bowl 33 on K101.
No matter if you are looking for team uniforms and equipment or trophies and medals to celebrate a successful season, Compass Athletics is your destination. They are an authorized dealer of all major brands and carry a complete line of uniforms, training apparel, shoes, equipment, medical supplies, and awards for all of your individual and team athletic needs. Compass Athletics, locally owned and operated at 2024 Main Street in Woodward. Compass Athletics, serving you in every direction.
The staff at Woodward Conference Center want to welcome all who are visiting for 2021 Classic Bowl. Known for its hospitality, the Woodward Conference Center showcases over 33,000 feet of meeting space. The venue, coupled with our unmatched standards of customer service and renowned attention to detail, make Woodward Conference Center Northwest Oklahoma's premier venue. Visit Woodward. You'll be glad you made it this far.
Welcome back here to Boomer Fieldhouse, Classic Bowl 33, getting ready to tip off for the boys basketball game here, the first of two games. We're going to do a white team, we're going to do a red team today, and then we're going to do it again with different players in the next one. Now, if you don't know, or you haven't known before, there's a little bit different rules in this one. The first thing you got to know, they're going to sub everybody out every 5 minutes. It's going to be a new 10 every five until the last 5 minutes of each half, in which time you can do whatever you want. No pressing as well until that last 5 minutes. So not like a regular basketball game. You can't press to that last five, as we found out yesterday in the girls' game, although Lomega tried. That's their game. They wanted to get up in there. But
Coach Lowen had some tricks up in there a little bit. You
don't win that many games, Tyler, without knowing how to get it done. Those are the rules tonight. We're going to have a dunk contest. We're going to have a three-point contest with the Classic Bowl 32 participants.
Oh, yeah.
Who are hopefully better in shape than the girls were in basketball.
I mean, the girls were bad. I mean, they're in street clothes. They're in jeans. It's been a year. I mean, Massacom, the Moreland. Favorite, if you will, winning that. That was great. We'll see if some of the guys are able to get it done, though. I expect some fireworks there.
Yeah, and one of the other things, we're going to do the dunk contest. We're going to have a little dunk contest today. We have eight participants playing in this game that are also going to be dunking tonight, so that's going to be exciting for the crowd. And then we're going to do this one. We'll bring the second game right in after this. So it's going to be quite the spectacle. And your starters for this evening, we'll get as many in as we can before we start to do the lineup and decide who's playing. But we start here with on the white team, Weston Carl going to start from the Covington Douglas Wildcats. 20-4, great season there for Covington Douglas. He was an all-district quarterback as well, was Weston. One of those guys that can play a couple different sports, as well as being an eight-man all-star in football and the athlete of the year at Covington Douglas. He's going to go to Rose State after this. Kyle Franklin from the Goodwill Eagles is going to get the start for Coach Kerr's white team. They Goodwill 16-9 this year. Great season for them. Kyle led a team in three-point percentage and made threes, so he's a sharpshooter out there. Vance Shuey from Meade, first team All-State in Kansas by numerous publications, 1,000-point scorers, and Tyler, a leaper. Vance Shuey can jump out of the gym.
Oh, yeah. Is he one of those dunk contest participants, I believe?
He is, and he's the state high jump champion in Kansas. Also, on that blue team, we're going to get Jake Meyer, the point guard for the Texoma Red Devils, another state quarterfinalist, big-time shooter in his own right, and he really takes care of the ball. One of the best defensive players for Texoma is Jake Meyer. And then Keenan Music, got it in his blood. OCA Class 4A All-State player for the Weatherford Eagles. Another great year for him. Three-year starter, all-area basketball player is Keenan. And that's going to be your starter for the blue squad. For the red team, Jarrett Birdwell, one of the Kingfisher Yellow Jackets that doesn't come up when you talk about Kingfisher. You usually forget how good Birdwell and Ridenour were for Kingfisher. Those are two guys. They played on a bunch of other teams, quite an average 20.
Oh, absolutely. They would be up there in their own right with the rest of these guys in points per game and what have you. But Birdwell, the night they were playing that state title game, the night before, he had played for baseball playoffs and had a huge game there. So
he could have played in the football game.
Absolutely.
He was an all-state football player as well, as the valedictorian for Kingfisher. So a great year there for Jarrett. Also, Gloria Humba, if you don't know that name, get to know it. He's incredible. 20-4. He averaged 24 as a freshman, 23 as a sophomore. Transferred to Sunrise Academy in Kansas, one of the basketball powers in the nation. He was back at Covington Douglas this year, and he blew it up, Tyler. He only averaged 16, but he shared the basketball. His steal numbers are lights out. This is a guy who has over 350 steals. He is a ball hawk out there, and he is a point guard matchup for the Covington Douglas Wildcats. Then you got Weston Light, Garber Wolverines, 22-5, last year's state champs, played alongside T.J. Bennett in that great offense for Garber, one of the great teams we've had in the last couple years. Coach Will Jones was our coach of the year last year in the Classic Bowl, and Weston was a big part of that as well. Part of that gold ball squad for Garber. They were a hair away from winning another one this year, lost in the state finals. And also Jackson Mannering, Thomas Terriers, another one of those Thomas track athletes. They're usually fast, they're usually good defenders, and that's just how they play basketball in Thomas as well, the girls and the guys, really.
Oh, yeah, they get after it truly on both ends, and just they never give anybody a break turn.
Jackson, third in the state in the 800, and the state's part of the state champion 4x800-meter relay team. He's 6'5", he's long, he's athletic, and that's going to be your starter. And one more. Lest we forget, Trent Mitchell. We love Trent here, K101.
I wonder what.
19.4 a game. He had 24 steals, 45 assists, 154 boards. OCA All-Star by class. He was a Basketball Coaches Association Class A, all classes, All-Star. All-District team. He was MVP of several tournaments this year. Again, another valedictorian. So Coach Zotsky going with brains on the floor. Two valedictorians starting in one game, Tyler.
That's a good stretch. Right there, because you don't have a lot of time to prep with these guys. You need to put in things quick. The smart guys on the floor, let them pick it up.
Yes, and so that's starting 5-4 either squad. We're getting ready here to kick it off. We want to thank some people. Classic Bowl 33 being brought to you by Compass Athletics, located at the corner of 21st and Main Street in Woodward. Compass Athletics serving you in every direction, and they do a very good basketball tournament in their own right here. The Winter Classic every year, Compass Athletics.
Yeah, it's a little fresh, but it's been going pretty good the first couple years they've had it.
So we've seen some great basketball here at the area tournament, at the Compass Athletics Winter Classic, at the Oil Center Classic, and now Classic Bowl 33, the granddaddy of them all, Tyler Riggs. So here we go. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with you. We're going to bring you all the lineups, really, talk a little bit more about the players and what you can expect this evening. So do not leave us. It is Classic Bowl 33 here on K101.
J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units with yards in Woodward, El Reno, and Maysville, Oklahoma. Call J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units today for all your oil field services and over-the-road trucking needs. J&R Transport is actively recruiting Class A CDL drivers, over-the-road Class A CDL drivers, and over-the-road owner-operators. Call J&R Transport today, 580-256-6461. Harper Sanitation has been serving the needs of Northwest Oklahomans for the last 50 years. At Harper Sanitation, they pride themselves on their services. They offer household, commercial, and construction waste management and leave you with a mess-free environment. Harper Sanitation is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Remember, when you need quality sanitation services from a local, trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. Check them out online at harpersanitation.net or give them a call at 580-256-5835. You'll be glad you did. Tonight, from Boomer Fieldhouse on the campus of Woodward High School, this is Classic Bowl Boys Basketball Game 1. Featuring the red team, coached by Eli Zoschke from Thomas Faye Custer, against a white team coached by Hooker's Todd Kerr. Here now with all of the action of tonight's game are sports broadcasters Trent Caldwell and Tyler Riggs.
Welcome back here to Boomer Fieldhouse, Jimmy Peck Court, getting ready to introduce all the teams and everybody and do a little intro here. And we got the great C.J. Montgomery is going to speak a few words just about Classic Bowl as we kind of talk about what we do here and as we get ready to honor all these great kids. And, there's really nothing like this. I mean, there's nothing like this around. There's nothing like this you're going to find. I mean, we've heard people talk about other All-Star games in other places. You know, all the kids come in. They don't have to pay a dime. They come here. They're taken care of. And, it really is. It's just a great atmosphere kind of to be around and to be part of if you haven't seen it before.
Oh, yeah. A special moment, you know, for all the participants, all the people that help put it together, too. I mean, it's a lot of work. Don't get us wrong. But, man, at the end of the week, you see the reactions. You hear the stories from the kids, the parents, the coaches. It just makes it all worth it, Trent. I mean, it's beautiful.
It absolutely is. And we want to mention, too, at halftime, we'll be giving out that Mike Mitchell scholarship, $2,000 The girls' side, Lincoln Borough, won it a little bit ago. We also gave out Player of the Year on the girls' side. If you missed it, Addie Wilson of Lomega on the east, Tegan Jones for Shattuck on the west, and then Kevin Llewellyn of the Lomega Raiders winning Coach of the Year. So we're going to hand out some of that, too. Your officials for tonight, Zach Searcy, Chad Newman, and Brady Mitchell is the father of Trent Mitchell, who's playing in the game.
I hope he'll give Trent some hard calls.
We talked to Trent a little bit earlier, and I said, has this ever happened? He said, in sixth grade it happened.
Oh, boy.
But that's the last time. So I said, do you think he's going to tee you up tonight? He said he thinks he's going to get at least one call from his dad. That should be interesting. It's either going to make it easier on his team or way tougher.
Yeah, yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. So we're going to get ready here as CJ is getting ready to do some announcements. Before we get started here, they're going to line everybody up and kind of one at a time. And here comes CJ. Here's CJ Montgomery. Wouldn't be here without CJ. Now he's going to introduce this thing and get it all kicked off.
Well, a very pleasant good evening, everyone. On behalf of the 101 Classic Bowl Foundation, welcome to Boomer Fieldhouse, the home of Classic Bowl 33 boys basketball. At this time, please stand, remove your hat, and join Carson Neville with our invitation. Mr. Neville's from Hooker High School, a participant here in Classic Bowl 33.
Would you please bow with me? Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to gather here today, and we're just all blessed and thankful to be here. And I just pray for the safety of the players as we play and also the fans as they travel home. And I just pray that everybody enjoys the game and we all have fun. In heaven's name, pray. Amen.
On behalf of the Classic Bowl Foundation, once again, thank you so very much for being here. At this time, would you welcome the Woodward High School Saxophone Ensemble, ladies and gentlemen, as we honor America with our national anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our public address announcer for tonight's basketball games, Mr. J.C. Wells.
Your rosters for tonight's first contest, starting with the red team. From Balco, number 0, Cole Cowan. A Hooker Bulldog, number 1, Carson Neville. From Weatherford, number 2, A.J. Stevenson. Number 3, Tryon Grice from Goodwill. From Lomega, number 4, Noah Snowden. From Medford, number 5, Ethan G. A Garber Wolverine, number 10, Weston Light. From Wheeler, Texas, number 11, DJ Olivas. A Texoma Red Devil, number 12, Trent Mitchell. From Covington Douglas, number 15, Gloria Humba. From Kingfisher, number 20, Jarrett Birdwell. Number 21, Sarah K. Cooper Kaufman. A Guymon Tiger, number 22, Brett Fields. From Pond Creek Hunter, number 23, Corbin Burnham. From Thomas Faye Custer, number 24, Jackson Mannering. From Liberal Kansas, number 25, Embry Williams. From Thomas Faye Custer, number 33, Caleb Rainwater. Your red team is coached by Eli Zotsky from Thomas Faye Custer. Now for your white team. From Weatherford, number 0, Keenan Musick. From Lomega, number 1, Riley Lumpkin. A Hooker Bulldog, number 2, Cole Cathart. From Texoma, number 3, Jake Meyer. From Liberal, number 4, Armando Ramirez. Number 5, Weston Carl from Covington Douglas. From South Central, number 10, Tantry Peterson. From Wheeler, number 13, Diego Pichardo. From Garber, number 15, TJ Bennett. From Kingfisher, number 20, Maverick Ridenauer. From Goodwill, number 22, Kyle Franklin. From Watonga, number 23, Tucker Esten. Logan Croner. And from Wacomas, number 42, Cooper Whedon. The white team's coached tonight by Coach Todd Kerr from Hooker.
And there you have it. There's all of our lineups. Cooper Whedon fan club is sitting directly behind us, it seems. They're going to be loud and proud here tonight as we get ready to tip this thing off. 33 years in the making. And last year, we mentioned a little bit earlier on the video feed, but had to do it in the studio. It was just such an up and down year. We did not know that we were going to even get some of those games in, and it became quite a conundrum. People were constantly worried about that dreaded couple of words you hear, contact trace.
Yeah, but through that all, I mean, there's a lot of coordination from a lot of areas, all over the state, all over the, of course, the country, and the fact that we're able to get the season in and we get to this point finally. I mean, what a moment, and these kids are ready.
And here we go. Speaking of ready, Vance Shuey, Jarrett Birdwell going to tip it up against each other. A couple of leapers here, so it's going to be interesting right off the bat as we get ready. Here we go. Classic Bowl 33. Since 1989, they've been doing it here in this at Woodward High School. We're going to do one more boys basketball game coming up. There's the tip from Birdwell, goes back to Mannering, and the red team takes control, and Trent Mitchell going to grab the point guard duties here early for the red squad. Over to Humba, Gloria Humba, from the perimeter. He's going to stutter step and shoot and score. And we mentioned the scoring, and just like that, Humba, 4-3.
Set the tone early.
Now we're going to bring it up. That's the point guard for the Red Devil, Jake Meyer. Going to throw it out to the wing. Now it's down in the corner. Carl slips it back up now to Cathcart. Cathcart's going to pull up from the wing with the answer. It won't fall. Rebound underneath the hoop by Humba, and there he goes. He gets ahead of steam. He's muscular. Kicks it back out now to the wing, or the corner, back out to the wing. Humba will try another one. Heat check, won't fall. Tipped around underneath, and finally comes away with it down there is Cole Cathcart. Keenan Musick. That's Keenan Musick. Now we get a drive with the right hand off the glass. That won't fall. That's Kyle Franklin. Rebound by Birdwell. Bounce pass forward. Back out to the wing to Mannering. He's going to pull up long. Same spot that Kumba just shot it from. That one won't drop. And Trent Mitchell tries to save it, throws it off. His teammate, that was his teammate.
Yeah, Jake Meyer. How many times does that happen in practice, you know? I mean, I wonder if they got a score going on that.
Well, they probably have a little scouting report on each other. It's inbounded now by the red squad. 3-0 white team, and a fadeaway jumper by Trent Mitchell. And that's his game, the mid-range jumper, kind of a dying art in basketball. So one of the best at it. Now from the perimeter, Musick's going to run the point. They flip it back out to the wing to Franklin. Nowhere to go for Kyle. Forward. That's Weston Carl. Weston Carl. Now over in the corner to Vance Shuey. He'll try a three. That won't drop. Tries to get his own rebound. Birdwell by nice box out. Gets it quickly ahead to Mitchell. Mitchell tried to bounce pass it. Lost the basketball. And a nice hustle that time by Meyer. Or I'm sorry, that's not Jake Meyer. That is Weston Carl.
Yep. There you go. A lot of hustle going on early in this game, Trent.
Now I'm going to go back out to Gloria Humba on the wing. He goes right at Shuey. Nice about one-handed bounce pass. Birdwell wasn't ready for it. Went off his knee, and that's where you can see it's not like these guys practice together all the time. They're just kind of feeling each other out and getting used to the jitters. Team up 5-0 right now. Just a little under 18 minutes left in this half. Boomba now out to the corner. Ball fake down to Mitchell. Is posting up. Another fadeaway. That's his shot. Won't go. The fight for the rebound. Shuey skies up to get it. The high jump champ taking at the rack. No one stopped ball. He takes it. Oh, nice. Oh, shot. Mitchell came over, and Shuey drops down too.
Just a clean bucket showing that size, Trent. Those long arms getting to the hoop.
And now Humba with the basketball. Hand off. Mannering. Crossover. Gets it in the paint. A little shot there from the block, and that's not going to fall. And a fight and a rebound on the other side there. Humba, stutter step, little crossover, same shot. He just hit top of the key. That one drops again. Humba's going for player of the game honors early. He's got 6.
Yeah, he's got to show out a little bit. He saw the one-headed bounce pass earlier. He's showing all the skills.
Music. He drives into the paint. Scoops it back out to Shuey. Steps behind the three-point line. Shot fake. Gets inside. Humba cuts him off. Back out to the wing. Meyer will drive. He takes it in amongst the trees. And shot altered by Shuey inside. Birdwell there as well. Or Mannering, rather. Mannering and Birdwell. Now they swing it back out to the corner. Mitchell drives inside. No one stopped Trent Mitchell. Once again, he's got 2 more.
Can't give him a sliver of light. He will take advantage of it.
4 quick ones now for Trent. Usyk running the point. Gets a screen. Gets around it by Mitchell. And Usyk with up underhanded. Scoop shot. Acrobatic shot. Wouldn't fall for him. But Shuey got the board. Back out to Meyer. Drives baseline. Cut off. Back out to Music, shot fake, mid-post, spin move, right hand off the glass, won't drop. Tipped around, and Mitchell comes up with a rebound. Quickly ahead to Man. They tried to get him running the floor. Nice defense on the other side by Weston Carl. Humba thought about it again. Instead, he can give it up back to the wing, and that's going to be a 3 for Weston Light, the guard of Wolverine.
They're all falling for red right now, Trent. Goodness.
You can tell there's a lot of offensive sets, a lot of threes getting shot here.
Yeah.
And now Weston Carl, top of the key. Poked away by Humba, trying to go for the steal on Franklin. Franklin getting to the ground. Humba tries to get away with it, and Franklin touched it last. And Humba says, I'm going to let that go out, and we're going to retain possession underneath the hoop. 13-2 early, all red team.
Yeah, and Trey, you mentioned Humba's adept steal skills on display early right there. Didn't even have a lot of space to work with.
Well,
to get it.
In the coaching matchup, Coach Zotsky put a lot of his top scorers on the floor right now, whereas Coach Kerr has his best. Might be Cole Cathcart, his own player. We're going to get 3 from Birdwell there, top of the key, won't fall, and a rebound underneath by Music. But the 2 different strategies here right now, it's paying off for Coach Zotsky's red team right now. 13-2 lead, 15 minutes left. They're about to sub out everybody, though. And that may be where the white team makes their hay.
Got to make a run at some point, right?
Almost lost ball. Finally, a steal there on the side, and the buzzer's going to sound. Trying to get a breakaway over to Humba with on that side by Weston Lights. And now they're going to change everybody out, and we're going to get 10 new ones. 13-2, the score. Classic Bowl 33 brought to you by J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units. Call 580-256-6461. Find out about their great employee opportunities. 10 more. This is where I need my partner. If we try to figure out who's in the basketball game.
Boy.
It looks like Carson Neville from Hooker just did the prayer for us there. He's going to be the point guard. He's going to give it over there to Cooper Kaufman. And now back out to the wing. That's Corbin Burnham from Pond Creek Hunter. Now we're going to get a corner 3. That's going to bounce out. That was A.J. Stevenson from Weatherford and Cooper Whedon coming down with the board. I thought we'd hear a roar from the crowd behind us.
We might hear a couple if he starts going
off. Cooper Whedon is every bit of 7. A big guy down there. Football as well. Real football player. Top of the key for the white side. That's Maverick right now. Gets a nice swing from and goes around. Going to flip it back out. Tedrick Peterson drives in. No for him. They're going to flip over to Diego. Takes the ball. Drops it off to Whedon. Spin move. Whedon tries to take so much muscle underneath. Took it right at Noah Snowden. He's given up a lot of.
By trying to post him up and guard him tonight. Who you throw at him? It's probably not happening.
Cooper is a big fella, and now he's going to shoot a couple free throws. Try to get his team to claw back in this thing, down 13-2 with 14:08 left in this half. Whedon rolls one out.
He tried to weld in, Trent. He
might have got a lane violation. He walked about 2 feet in there before that thing came off the rim.
They're not calling a lane violation of this game. Hold on.
Letting them play. Oh. Whedon misses the second one by Snow. He flips it quickly ahead to Neville. No one's going to stop Neville, but Whedon was waiting on him, so he's going to pull up for three from the wing. That's going to be no good, and a rebound now by Ridenour. Maverick from the logo. Boomer goes around, won't drop. Snowden tries to grab it. He can't get it, can't come up with it. I'm sorry, that's Riley Lumpkin, the other Lomega player. There's Noah Snowden. Two Lomega Raiders out there, and he gets fouled, and Whedon returns the favor.
You know, this game's got to be a dream for Whedon. Not only can he just post up at will, he can't foul out. He could get hit all day long, take hits. It's not going to matter.
That's going to put Snowden at the free throw line. A 20-point scorer this year for Lomega. And as he misses the first one, team the boys state quarterfinal. And now Noah going to get another crack to try to cut into. One drops for him, and he's going to come away with a point. So Snowden is on the board with one. 14-2. Red team in front, 13:40 left in the half. Cantry Peterson, South Central Timberwolves, drives baseline. Whedon cutting into the lane, takes it to the rack. Nice look there by Peterson, who knew Whedon was coming.
Hey, just throw it into the big man, let him work.
Neville's got Peterson on him. Peterson really good for the Timberwolves. Tries to stay in front of Neville. He just pulled up for three, and Neville with the answer. Couldn't get around him, so he pulled up. The preacher, Neville. Little crossover, cut off double teams, kick it back outside, Lumpkin, he hits three. The other half of the Lomega Raider duo playing right now against each other. And the white team needed that, Tyler, 17-7.
Cut it to 10, get it within single digits, finally.
Quickly. Now we're going to get three by Snowden, and right now we're going to get the board. Play at the next level. He's overshadowed by a couple good ones. Eight away, two there. Pichardo underneath. Tries to take it right back. And it's stripped from him by Snowden. Looking ahead. There. No one found Burnham. He's going to take it under hoop and we him. That's all he could do to get back. Once all.
I think that was
Wyatt Felber wants all ball. Yeah. He's the only one. And we didn't pick number two. I've never seen anyone foul out.
Good luck. Continuation. Here's the Euro.
Stop for it there. Neville, Peterson on him again. Nice there. They flip it back. From behind him as Snowden tried to reach and take it back up again. And we're active out there in the paint.
Yeah, we got the stifle towel and Rudy Gobert. What can we get Whedon?
Cooper Kaufman inbounds. Going to get down to the yellow. Back out to Kaufman. Bounce past Kaufman. Snowden's got a little short jumper there. Won't fall. Whedon with the board. Nice defensive stop there by the white team. Entry. South Central Timberwolves made it to quarters last year before COVID stopped their season. Same thing happened to Kingfisher as well. But they won 107 games this year. Whedon with the drive. Snowden in his face. Took it to the rack. It won't fall. And Snowden and Whedon continue to go at it. Kaufman up ahead. He's got Lumpkin to beat. Takes it deep off the glass. Snowden with another ball. Fake Stevenson. Little floater on the left bank. Off the glass and good. AJ gets on the board for two.
Making it look smooth and simple, Trent.
That was a nice little shot by Andrew. AJ Stevenson. The logo again, Ridenour that time, and that's what he can hit that shot. And Maverick finally getting on the board, 19-10, your score, 11:02 now, about a minute left before we sub everybody out again. Neville, Peterson on him, the screen, he comes right for it, comes up shooting off of it, and there's fight underneath it for the rebound, and nice rebound that time by Ridenour, a nice little crossover there, and Ridenour's got some handle. Guarded now on the by Burnham. They flip it up. Whedon's going to shoot a three from out there.
Oh, almost.
Does it go? Inside-outside game for Cooper. And now Neville drives inside into the paint. Flips it up ahead. Ball's tipped around. Finally coming away with it. He is Ridenour again. One on two. No room. Now it's a three on two. He's got to give it up. Little zone deep. Oh, just lost off the leg of Lumpkin. Neville now is going to come away with it. Into the paint. Oh, up underhand. Tries to go over. Whedon won't go. Whedon with the board. And now they get it to Ridenour. 13 seconds left before we sub this thing out again. Ridenour, top of the key. Crossover. Got kick. Peterson. Shot fake. Oh, didn't get away with it. Tried to. I thought he had it. It's called for the travel there as he went up for the shot.
He knew it. He knew it.
Now we're going to sub everybody out. We're going to get. Red team's up 19-10. You're listening to Bowl 33 on.
The staff at Woodward Conference Center want to welcome all who are visiting for 2021 Classic Bowl. Known for its hospitality, the Woodward Conference Center showcases over 33,000 feet of meeting space. The venue, coupled with our unmatched standards of customer service and renowned attention to detail, make Woodward Conference Center Northwest Oklahoma's premier venue. Visit Woodward. You'll be glad you made it this far.
No matter if you are looking for team uniforms and equipment or trophies and medals to celebrate a successful season, Compass Athletics is your destination. They are an authorized dealer of all major brands and carry a complete line of uniforms, training apparel, shoes, equipment, medical supplies, and awards for all of your individual and team athletic needs. Compass Athletics, locally owned and operated at 2024 Main Street in Woodward. Compass Athletics, serving you in every direction.
Back here, Classic Bowl 33, getting ready for the second 10 minutes of this first half as 19-10 your score, red team in front as we get ready to tip it off again with five new players, not necessarily new, but new to us for this evening.
Right.
And now we're going to kick it back outside. That's 33 out there, Caleb Rainwater of the Thomas Terriers, guarded by his twin brother right now.
Oh, yeah.
Rainwater on Rainwater. Don't often see two twins guard each other. Cole Cow and Balco Bison for three. It won't go. Tipped around. Fight for the ball. It gets knocked out of bounds underneath. And that looks like it's going to be off Ethan G. And going to go over to the white squad.
For the Rainwaters, though, this is just a normal day. I mean, guarding each other, taking it to each other on the court.
I think they're jawing a little bit out there.
Oh, of course.
Looks like there's some trash being talked. Lobbed in. Almost stolen away. Goes right back to G off the tip. He flips it back out to Rainwater. His brother in his face, they're going to give it back up. DJ Olivas. Olivas drives, right hand, little floater inside, won't fall, and a rebound underneath there. That's Tucker Eastep of Watonga. Now the white squad with the basketball. We're going to get a long three from the other logo, won't fall. Fight for the board underneath, and they're going to come away with it with Olivas. Cole Cathcart on the miss that time. Rainwater, brother in his face. Out to Cowan there. Cowan's open again. Cathcart didn't get over and missed the shot. Cowan upset with himself. Missed an open three. Drive inside. They pull it back out. Croner thought about it. They give it back outside. And there's going to be a three by Rainwater. And Noah Rainwater can hit those.
Oh, yeah. He's filled.
They don't call him that for nothing. 19-13. Red team in front. 8:28 now left in this half. Cowan. Flip it out. Top of the key. Crossover, back, elbow. They drop it off now down to Rainwater. He's going to pull up again. The other Rainwater for the answer won't fall. And a rebound underneath, tough bucket. No one shut down DJ Olivas.
I mean, talk about a guy that's all over the court all the time. That's what Olivas does right there.
Yeah, he has a great season for the Wheeler Mustangs, number 11. Now we're going to get a drive into the paint with the left hand. Goes into traffic, and Music can't make anything happen there. It's Keenan Music getting a return to the court here for the white squad. He's going to get a foul, go to the free throw line, and that's going to be on Olivas, his first. So 21-13, white team hanging around here, 7:57 to go. A couple big ones here, knocks it down for Music, who gets on the board. 21-13, now an 8-point, or 21-14, now a 7-point lead. Music's second one up. And that one won't fall. A nice tough rebound underneath the hoop. Right back out to Music for a three from the wing. And that's how you do it. Miss the free throw, make up for it with a three.
That's what he really wanted all along. It's just the secret plan. Dude.
Now bringing it up, Brett Fields. Guyman Tiger taking it into traffic and picking up. I thought they were going to call a foul. They're going to say clean block. Nice hands there by Croner from Okarchi. Fields up ahead to Cowan. Cole Cowan, the point guard. He's a big point guard. He drives inside mid-post, picks up his dribble, has to bounce pass it out to Rainwater. Tried to push off of his brother. Takes it in, loses it off his foot, and goes out of bounds. But they're going to say off the foot of Noah, and Caleb going to retain possession. That means Ethan G is going to, from Medford, underneath his hoop. Ethan Gee is a great football player. He was an eight-man all-state football player for the Medford Cardinals. Cowan flips it back out. You're going to get a drive. Field. Oh, pulled back up. What a move.
Oh, hit it.
To step behind the three-point line and drained it. Diamond getting 3 points here. 24-17. Red team in front. Just when the white team is clawing back. Cathcart hounded by Field. Threw it away. Olivas on a breakaway. He's got music to beat. Takes it in. Euro step. Right hand. Can't get it to drop.
Maybe got a couple extra steps on the Euro step, but hey, we'll roll with
We're
it.
We're letting them play. 6:34. That almost lost by Rainwater. Has to give it back over to Croner. Right back to Rainwater. He's going to pull up. Brother's hand in his face, and he drops it again. Noah Rainwater, two threes, shaking his brother off.
That's going to be talked about at dinner later.
24-20. Big shot there. Looking to answer. Nice cut inside off the glass. Won't fall. Great idea by G, but the shot wouldn't drop for him. Cathcart crossover right back to his right. Spin move in the paint. Right hand. What a move by Cathcart. And foul. Olivas didn't like it. Thought he had all ball. And they're not going to give it to Olivas. Looks like they're going to tag number 22 Fields with that one.
I'm pretty sure if we just let Olivas and Fields play the entirety of the red defense, they would be able to guard everybody. They are so quick to every spot. I mean, all hustle players.
Cole Cathcart averaged 18 a game this year. He was incredible. He was an Basketball Coaches Association All-Stater, regardless of class, 2A All-Stater, Merit Classic MVP, Panhandle All-Conference MVP, and that second one won't fall for him, but he had a great season. Now from the wing, drive inside. What a quick move. It won't fall again as Ethan G can't get anything to fall. He's going to fight for the rebound. Nice hustle by G. Little fadeaway. Give it to him, and it falls. Hustling hard out there.
Well, you mentioned the all-star football-wise. There you go. Hustling big time.
Music driving baseline on Olivas. Nice splits the double team and nice pass, but flips it out. Nowhere to go inside. They flip it back outside to Croner. He can't get it to fall. Underneath Cathcart fighting for it. Went one way, came back the other way into traffic. Flipped it outside, and now a wide open look from the perimeter for, and that won't fall for Croner. Cowan up ahead. He's got Fields, spin move, Fields, fade away, won't drop again. And we're getting quick with the shots. 15 seconds left before the next five. Rainwater, no one stopped ball, little scoop shot left. And Noah Rainwater leads all scorers now with eight.
Oh, he's going for it. He's slashing, he's popping the three, doing it all.
Thomas plays in a lot of low-scoring affairs. Is that buzzer going to sound right there? Thomas plays in a lot of low-scoring affairs. He's probably got with the handcuffs off. Now he's going to just going out there and shooting. So 5 minutes left in this half. Now anything goes in this last 5 minutes. We're going to take a, keep going. We're going to take a break and be right back. 26-23, we're going to keep it right here, rather. 26-23, red team up by three. And Classic Bowl 33 being brought to you by Harper Sanitation. When you need quality sanitation services from a local trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. You'll be glad you did. New five in. A lot of scores on the floor once again here. Huma's going to. That shot there by Birdwell. Humba getting the rebound, crossover. Ooh. Meyer in his face, good defense by Meyer. Closes out on Humba, tipped around, rebound Kyle Franklin. Well, goes off his foot and he recovers the basketball. Now Meyer, corner. We're gonna get a three from the near side. That's gonna rim out and a rebound. Now by Light, Weston Light. Back out to Humba, top of the key, other side. Mannering, long three in front of the crowd, and he hit it. And everybody in Thomas is making threes. Everybody but Aiden Kelly has hit a three-point in this game. Three-pointer in this game. Baseline, nowhere to go. Back out to Jake Meyer. Nice ball fake by Meyer. Gets inside, and Humba with that physicality. And that you can see right there as he picks up the foul. But that's how he got steals a lot this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's just so deceptive with it, too. I mean, you don't expect him to jump in there. It's just the quick reaction, the quick hands. You see it. I mean, how do you prepare for that?
Well, yeah, we're not going to shoot it. Not a shooting foul here for Jake. Trying to inbound the ball. He's got nowhere to go. Got to get rid of it. Finally gets it in. Carl. Nowhere to go for Weston Carl. Back out. Kyle Franklin steps right back outside the three-point line. That's his shot. Won't drop for him. Quick rebound by Birdwell. Ahead to Mannering. Humba They give it back to Mannering, back to Humba. Humba back to Mannering. He's going to try it. There's your hot hand. Won't drop. High rebound, and Vance Shuey coming away with it. Everybody's back. Shuey's 1-on-4, and he picks up his dribble. Got away with a travel probably there.
Ain't it?
And
long step trip.
Flips it up to Ridenour. Ridenour, Mannering on him, nowhere to go. Good defense, some long arms out there defensively. Ridenour is just going to pull up and shoot it. Bounces once, won't fall. And a rebound now by Birdwell. Is it grabbing his own teammate's rebound? Humba nowhere to go. Back out to the perimeter. Mannering thought about it, said no. Find a little space, he said, why not? Meyer was up in him, and his shot wouldn't fall. Great defense by Jake Meyer. Shuey's looking to run behind his back, picks it up. Back out to the wing. Drive by Carl, and Humba, there's the steal. Once again, you got to know where he's at. Ahead to Mitchell, running the floor. One man to beat, left hand out, and he gets the foul. Hits the ground hard, and that was all they could do there as underneath the hoop. Maverick Ridenour had to foul.
Had to. Trent Mitchell up strong there. Indeed. William Humba, I mean, the instincts, it's on full display. Every time a pass is in the lane, he is. It's almost like Spidey senses. He's just on it.
He's a smart player. He was the salutatorian. So like we said, there's a lot of brains on the floor, a lot of basketball smarts. From the Congo, originally.
Wow. Right?
The country, not to Congo, Oklahoma, or something like that. And now Mitchell drops the second one in.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there was somehow a Congo, Oklahoma.
There might be. 29-23, red team in front, 2:33 left in this half. Ridenour, Mannering on him. Mannering doing a nice job on Maverick. Franklin picks it up, right back to Ridenour. Looking for space. Maverick drives in, nowhere to go. Finds a little crease, gets up in, little floater. Nice move there by Ridenour. And he's one of those guys someone's going to be real lucky to have when he plays at the next level. Again, Birdwell and Ridenour, 107-4 in their 4 years at the state champion 4A's. Mitchell hits a three from the corner. 107-4 in 4 years. That's incredible for
yeah.
The Kingfisher Yellow Jackets. Coming up short, Shuey, nice rebound. He's going to go right back up with it off the glass, and Vance has four. 33-27. And Vance Shuey's Meat Buffaloes were one game away from back-to-back state trips this year. That's a long three by Light, won't fall. Backside rebound now by Ridenour, mid of 34. Team down six, big possession for the White squad. Carl on the wing. Picks it up, stolen away by Humba. What anticipation, got it on his back. He's got Meyer, tries to get it. Humba muscles it up, and that's a great play by Humba.
And Jake Meyer's going, what else could I have done right there?
He's done a good job on him, but he's just too much muscle that time. And Meyer's out there playing with a hurt shoulder.
Yeah.
He's playing hurt in the Classic Bowl.
Crazy.
Ridenour comes up short on that one. 35-27. And just when the white team could smell it a little bit and claw back into it, red team comes with the basketball. Humba tries to bounce pass it underneath the Birdwell. And it goes out of bounds, kicked off Birdwell's foot. Going to stay here with the red squad. 35-27. Under a minute now left in this half. Mitchell lobs it up ahead to Birdwell on the wing. Back out to Mannering. Mannering, spin move inside, finds a little room, and hand in his face, and Ridenour gets the block on Mannering. Went to the well one too many times. Van Shuey, 47 seconds. Nice crossover by Shuey. Gets up off the glass, shot won't fall. Gets his own rebound and put back, and what an athletic move by Shuey. He barely touched the ground, took it right back up. Didn't even bring it down at all. That's how they coach it.
Yeah, well, and you talk about the leaping abilities for him. Evident right there. I mean, how do you stop that? He can't even react to box that.
We have two state champion high jumpers playing in both of these games tonight. Preston Pascal from Burlington, the other one, long three. And that was Mannering. He's got six. 17 to shoot, 38-29. Ridenour with the basketball. White team needs a bucket here going into the half. Got Humba on him, takes it at him, loses the basketball. Humba just takes it from him again. Quickly, outlet pass, Mannering running the floor, up, oh! Thought he was going to dunk it, but he lays it in. Jackson Mannering, and the buzzer will sound. That one won't count. 40-29, red team in front by 11. Stick around, we'll be right back with the second half. You're listening to Classic Bowl 33 on K101.
Harper Sanitation has been serving the needs of Northwest Oklahomans for the last 50 years. At Harper Sanitation, they pride themselves on their services. They offer household, commercial, and construction waste management and leave you with a mess-free environment. Harper Sanitation is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Remember, when you need quality sanitation services from a local, trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. Check them out online at harpersanitation.net or give them a call at 580-256-5835. You'll be glad you did.
The staff at Woodward Conference Center want to welcome all who are visiting for 2021 Classic Bowl. Known for its hospitality, the Woodward Conference Center showcases over 33,000 feet of meeting space. The venue, coupled with our unmatched standards of customer service and renowned attention to detail, make Woodward Conference Center Northwest Oklahoma's premier venue. Visit Woodward. You'll be glad you made it this far.
At this time, some of your 2021 Classic Bowl 33 Honor Squad members. From Woodward High School, Anna Sims. From Cherokee, Bridget Wilhite. From Gentleman, Cheyenne Daniel. From Sharon Mutual, Emily Nail. From Woodward High School, Jolie Guthrie Denton. From Moreland High School, Keely Blackard. From Guyman, Kendall Brown. From Thomas Faye Custer, Madison Fisher. From Drummond, Mallory Poole. From Fairview, Nicole Garner. From Thomas Faye Custer, Tabitha Gibson. From Fairview High School, Trinity Towell. And from Fairview, Zan Fuzzle.
Squad for the cheerleaders. They're going to get out here. They're going to do a little performance here as we get ready to. You can't see it here unless you're watching the live feed. But these are, again, not, we mentioned, not just the basketball guys, not just the football guys, not just the basketball girls. We got cheerleaders. We have band members here. We're covering it all here, Tyler, at the Classic Bowl.
Yeah, nobody left out. I mean, it is the full experience of a Friday night, or, you know, whether it's on the football field or in the basketball gym, as you talk about. You got to have the cheerleaders. You got to have the dance. You got to have the band members. Because that's who keeps it rocking. I mean, that's half the time. That's more fun than the game right there.
Yeah, and they you know, they, like the guys, don't have a lot of time to prep.
Right.
Know? So it's new to them, too. They work as a team as well. And, you know, getting them out there, kind of getting to work together, it's equally great for all of them as well. You know, we got some all-state cheerleaders out there and some super smart people pretty really everywhere in this gym right now, maybe for me and you. Everybody
else. I mean, that's probably fair. That's fair.
Might be. Yeah, it looks like we're getting another a shot here, another cheerleading opportunity. We're back. They're back. I think they're gonna do it again from the other side here.
Oh, there you go.
We're getting a picture. So at the half, we would have 40-29 your score. So why they take this picture, we're going to take one more break here. We want to mention also Classic Bowl 33 is brought to you by Harper Sanitation. You need quality sanitation services from a local trusted company. Choose Harper Sanitation. You'll be glad you did. We'll take a break and be back. 40-29 red team in front. You're listening to Classic Bowl 33 on K101.
J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units with yards in Woodward, El Reno, and Maysville, Oklahoma. Call J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units today for all your oil field services and over-the-road trucking needs. J&R Transport is actively recruiting Class A CDL drivers, over-the-road Class A CDL drivers, and over-the-road owner-operators. Call J&R Transport today, 580-256-6461.
The staff at Woodward Conference Center want to welcome all who are visiting for 2021 Classic Bowl. Known for its hospitality, the Woodward Conference Center showcases over 33,000 feet of meeting space. The venue, coupled with our unmatched standards of customer service and renowned attention to detail, make Woodward Conference Center Northwest Oklahoma's premier venue. Visit Woodward. You'll be glad you made it this far.
Classic Bowl 33. Boys, halftime of game one. Red team up 40-29 here in the basketball game. And we're going to get ready for some festivities here. I'm sure last time we did the three-point contest in this break. We'll see. I'm not quite sure if that's going to be what happens here. As you can see, looks like we got the football, some of the football guys, basketball guys hanging out over there on that side. I can see a lot of the football players are here enjoying the game. They got a lot of teammates playing.
Oh, absolutely. They're rooting on. Yeah, well, and they've been, you know, some of the big cheers you're seeing. I mean, that's coming from those guys. They get hyped for this, too. I mean, they they're ready for the three-point contest, the dunk contest. They want to see their boys get it done, you know.
Your leading scorers right now for the white team, Noah Rainwater from Thomas coming with 8. Vance Shuey's dropping 6 to support him. Maverick Reidenauer's got 5. Cooper Wheaton's got a couple. Yeah, Riley Lumpkin has 3. Keenan Music with 4 there for the white squad. And for the red team, a little bit of spreading it out a little bit. Jackson Mannering with 8. Gloria Humba with 8 and about 4 steals already. Trent Mitchell has 8. DJ Olivas with 2. Weston Light with 3. Ethan G with 2. Noah Snowden's on the board with 1. A.J. Stevenson has 2. Carson Neville has 3, and he did the opening prayer. And Brett Fields, maybe the smallest guy out there, one of them, has 3 in this game.
Oh, so. He doesn't play like it. We've seen him many a times here, Woodard and Guyman. I mean, there is a lot of times during the season where you thought Guyman was out of the game, and he willed him back with that hustle.
Yeah, Brett's coach said about him, an excellent player with great work habits. He plays hard every game. He makes his teammates better. He led our team in scoring. He's a great leader. And that's really what it's about. Everybody that's playing in this game, it's because their coach singled them out.
Yeah.
You know, even the ones that, you know, they may have not scored 20 a game. We got a lot of those here. But the ones that they meant they contributed on a winning team. And look no further than how good, you know, your Maverick Reidenauer, Garrett Birdwells are, having to kind of step back for Bijan Cortez, Matthew Stone, a couple D1 athletes, you know, in that offense, and kind of willing to do that just so that team can win. There are a lot of guys here like that. As we saw Jake Meyer a little bit, we talked about him. You know, we talked about although Fields was kind of the leading scorer on his squad. But, you know, a little bit of guys. Cole Cowan comes to mind. Doesn't score a ton. Handled the ball a lot for that Balco team. Another All-Stater. You know, Carson Neville we saw a little bit for Hooker, a little spark plug for them. I mean, they're up and down this list. Tantry Peterson for South Central. These guys were you know, so integral to what they did, and they didn't always show up every night in the stat sheet.
No, and it truly brings the full circle meeting of the best and the brightest, as CJ would always say, to these guys, you know, exactly as you're talking about, just the high characters, you know, on top of the athleticism and the, you know, just off the field, on the field accolades.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've been looking up and down this roster. I want to mention a couple guys. Like, got people coming a long way from Wheeler, may not be from Miller, with Olivas and Pichardo. Those are a couple guys. Pichardo was a guy whose coach said if we didn't play in some blowouts, he'd have scored 25 and 13 a game. He's a double-double machine. But sometimes these guys come from far away, they don't know him. So these other guys kind of know each other. Some coming all the way from Wheeler might not be familiar. And we want to shout out Jonathan Mendoza, doing some managerial work for the Wheeler Mustangs. Did a whole article on him during football season for the Mustangs. And on the bench, as kind of a coach for them on the bench. And a young man who doesn't even play, his coach saw that highly of him to invite him to Classic Bowl. And he's here kind of picking up some coaching tips, because that's what he wants to do in the future. And he came here with Diego, with DJ Olivas, coming all the way from Wheeler. And a great season for the Mustangs this year as well, on the football field and on the basketball court.
Absolutely. It looks like we're getting ready to get back rolling.
I think we're going to get back into it here, as they're already taking the floor. So it looks like if we're going to do that three-point contest.
It might be the in-betweens or the halftime of the second game. Yeah. So knock all that out at
and
one.
There is a dunk contest a little later. So that right now looks like we're going to start the second half. Guys are already out there getting ready to play. Flip-flop.
They want to get going again. The pace, the intensity
here.
Was there in that first half.
So on the floor, looks like white teams going to put Pichardo out there. Cooper Wheaton. That's a big 1-2 punch in the paint, those two guys. Also, Peterson going to take good to be back out there for the white squad. Cole Cathcart, speaking of 20-point-per-game scorers, he was close. And Riley Lumpkin, Omega Raider. Good athlete there, and Riley going to start for the white team. For the red squad, we've got Noah Snowden back out there, both Omega Raiders. Cooper Kaufman going to be out there. He's guarding right now as they flip it over to Peterson in the wing. He's guarded on that side by Neville. Whedon on the wing. Nice pass inside to Peterson. Flips it back outside. Good ball movement. Riley Lumpkin. That was a nice offensive set. Rebound underneath by Pichardo, who goes up and gets fouled. Another thing Pichardo does, we haven't really seen it yet, he has great court vision. He's a good passer down there in the post.
You're saying we might see some great outlet passes, or like I said, some nice little flip-offs and you know, some give and goes.
And now it's going to put Pichardo at the free throw line. And he misses the shot. Didn't see who they tagged that foul with. Probably won't matter, because we're not really going to foul out. Let's let you know if it gets bad. 40-29, white team trying to cut the lead, and Diego on the board. with a point. 40-31 now. He hit them both. And now they're going to flip it back out to the other side. Snowden looking for room. He's got Whedon on him. He's got to shoot a fadeaway to shoot it over him. And a tough, tough shot by Noah Snowden goes down over Cooper Whedon.
Had to put the old arc on that one.
That's right. Peterson with Neville on him. Whedon trying to post up down there. They give it back to Cathcart. Gets a nice screen from, well, Cooper Kaufman did a nice job slipping that screen, but tried to get the pick and roll, but Cathcart comes up shooting. It won't fall. Neville trying to track down his teammate's shot, and he does. Now Neville, Peterson on him. Nice step back three by Neville. Oh, goes in, comes back out again. Tipped around, and Pichardo with the board. Pichardo running a little bit. He can do this. Watch him keep his head up as he dribbles. He's looking to make that pass. Back out to Peterson. Neville went for the steal, didn't get it. Peterson finds a little crease off the side, won't go off the back iron. Whedon tips it to himself, takes it back up and in. Cooper Whedon, maybe the most popular guy in the gym right now. A lot of Whedon fans.
I mean, how could you not be?
I find it hard not to be. Stevenson. A.J. gives the ball up. Back outside. We're going to get a three from Corbin Burnham. Pond Creek Hunter tipped by Snowden. Right back to Burnham off the miss. Steps inside this time. Peterson got a hand on it, altered the shot. And trying to come down with it is Lumpkin. Kicks it ahead to Cathcart. Cathcart, no numbers. Back up to the wing. He's going to try it anyway. Drives it inside. Spin move. Switches back to his right hand. And a tough shot. And Cathcart finally on the board.
Just one of the many tricks in his bag, Trent. This man, I mean, you want to talk about a skilled scorer all over the floor.
44-32. Nice move there. Oh, it's to Snowden. Got everyone off their feet. Missed a shot, though. Kaufman comes down with the board. Cooper Kaufman's one of the smartest guys on the floor. Great student is Cooper. Neville. Pam Peterson, great defense, but Neville gets around him with that quickness, and that was blocked by Pichardo. Goes right to Whedon. Farther side, Cathcart, nobody there. They're going to Burnham. Burnham says no. Cathcart. Burnham didn't want to be on a poster, and Cathcart couldn't quite get up that high. Now Burnham with Cathcart again. Goes up behind him, picks his pocket, but it goes out of bounds and going to stay here. Now on this side of the floor with the Red squad, 46-32. Red starting to pull away with it.
Yeah, the pace is there for them. They're making all the shots.
Neville coming off the screen, try comes up shooting, and Whedon swallows up another rebound. He's going for double-digit boards tonight. Cathcart with the basketball. This time Kaufman taking it upon himself, and this time the defense gets the better of him. Great defense by the Sayre Eagle. That time Pichardo tips it by Snowden. He tried to make a full-court pass, and Pichardo said no, knocked it out of bounds. That's going to stay now here with Snowden. 16-46, now about a minute 46 before they switch him out again. Neville, Peterson on him, into traffic, takes it back outside, fade away by Carson Wolfall, rebound by his teammate Cathcart underneath the hoop. His high school teammate, not his teammate tonight. We want to make that clear. When we say teammate, we're referring to the per usual game. Whedon, little nice move inside, but kicks it out. Pichardo for three, he's got some range. In and out, and a rebound by Kaufman.
That's the eye of a hurricane right there. Whedon passing out of the post.
Kaufman back to Stevenson. Tiptoes along that baseline there. No one got him. He's just going to turn around and try a three. He may have been too open there. Tantri Peterson with the box out. Rebound quickly ahead. Lumpkin, Burnham on him. Tries to take it up underneath the hoop on the reverse, and it won't fall, but he's going to go to the free throw line. Corbin Burnham going to pick up that foul. And Riley going to go to the free throw line. He's got 3 points so far tonight for the Raider. Oklahoma honorable mention All-State from the Oklahoman. Class B All-State basketball player, and he drops that first free throw. His future plans, all he said, was join the workforce. That's pretty much any job, so he's set.
Hey, let's get out there, get living, get working.
He said, yeah. 42-38, white team. Coach Kerr. Connick's hanging around here.
He
hasn't led yet. Now a missed shot there by Snowden, and white team with a chance here to make it even closer. Pichardo with the basketball, 16-01. A minute before they sub out again. Tries to drop it in the post to Whedon. Can't handle it. Right back out to Pichardo. Bounce pass, post, right. Nice pass inside to Whedon. Up underneath by Cathcart, and he gets fouled going up. And that was a great pass by Cole Cathcart.
And all Snowden could do is laugh, Trent. I mean, he is working so hard down there. You got to give him credit. I mean, he is... You know, he's got somewhat of the height, but as far as just width and size, yeah, he is nowhere close.
He's giving up some
Cooper
weight.
Whedon.
He's giving up some weight down there. Not that Snowden's short by any means.
No.
Whedon go to the free throw line and knocks it down. Cooper's got five. Cooper Wheaton, another Oklahoman honorable mention All-State player. His coach said a dominant force in Class A. I can see why. Second one here for Cooper. Bounces. That's no good. And fight for the ball underneath, and Snowden comes down with it. Quickly ahead to A.J. Stevenson. Trying to get around Peterson. Tiptoes again, but flips it off. Nice pass inside by Stevenson to Snowden. Looking like they played together forever.
Right. And how about Snowden getting one back on Wheaton right there with the post move?
Lumpkin back out to Peterson. They're looking for Wheaton on the perimeter. Instead, he goes back and almost stolen away by Burnham, who kicked it out of bounds. And they're saying it's going to go off of Lumpkin, though. So it went off the foot of Riley Lumpkin, far corner of the court, right in front of the football guys. 19 seconds before they switch it out. 44-39, red team with a basketball and a five-point lead. Corner three now. Snowden, why not? Over Wheaton. Almost went down. Hit every part of the rim, came out. Pichardo with the ball, five to shoot. Tantry Peterson, I don't know if he realizes it, but maybe they blow the whistle on him. Going for the steal. And the buzzer sounded. Carson Neville thought he had a breakaway. He missed the three. Didn't realize how much time was on the clock. Not happy with that. 44-39, red team in front. We're going to take a break and be right back. You're listening to Classic Bowl 33 here on K101.
Harper Sanitation has been serving the needs of Northwest Oklahomans for the last 50 years. At Harper Sanitation, they pride themselves on their services. They offer household, commercial, and construction waste management and leave you with a mess-free environment. Harper Sanitation is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Remember, when you need quality sanitation services from a local, trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. Check them out online at harpersanitation.net or give them a call at 580-256-5835. You'll be glad you did. J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units with yards in Woodward, El Reno, and Maysville, Oklahoma. Call J&R Transport and Hot Oil Units today for all your oil field services and over-the-road trucking needs. J&R Transport is actively recruiting Class A CDL drivers, over-the-road Class A CDL drivers, and over-the-road owner-operators. Call J&R Transport today, 580-256-6461.
Welcome back here. Classic Bowl 33, the red team 44. Coach Schatzky squad just in front of the white team, and Coach Skurr's squad with 39. And before the break a little bit, we were talking about Cooper Coffin and how smart he was. He was on the State Student Advisory Council, and that was something that Joy Hoffmeister, state superintendent, put together. She handpicked students from all over the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Quite the honor this year for Cooper Coffin. Played four sports, coach's son, all-conference basketball player, all-state honorable mention. And here we go as we inbound it to Glory Humba back in the game for Red. Crossover in by him. Nice move inside by Humba, but stripped away. And nice defense there by Music. And they're trying to come away with the basketball. Croner tried to grab it, but his foot was on the line. And it's going to stay now with the red team with that five-point lead. Almost a big steal there for the white squad.
Yeah, Key Music giving Humba a little bit of his own message right there with the nice defensive strip.
He's not backing down from him.
No.
He's taking it upon himself here. Here's Music. Stayed in front of him again. Great lateral quickness there by Music. Nice bounce pass underneath to Mitchell. Left block. Spin. Nowhere to go. He had Shuey behind him. But Fields comes flashing in and missed a short jumper. A rebound quickly and an outlet pass all the way down the floor to Rainwater, who goes up, gets fouled, and the bucket won't go. And he thought he had two. He's going to pick up the foul. Fields hustling back to pick up that foul.
Yeah, Rainwater really thought he had that and one. Was about to get the big roar from the crowd.
Crowd was feeling it. They've been a little quiet so far as we get down to it. They missed short arms the free throw, and that's just some tired legs there for Noah Rainwater. 44-39, 14-17 here left in the game. Second one's going to drop for Noah. He's got nine tonight, and that leads all scorers right now. Humba with a basketball. One of Humba's hobbies, motivational speaker.
Great
speaker. Fields drives, kick outside. Trent Mitchell, corner three. That won't fall. Rainwater, another board. Noah Rainwater going for MVP honors of this one.
Somebody's got to, right?
Nice move there by Music. Up over Humba. Shot won't go off the back iron. And a rebound by Mitchell. Mitchell surveys the floor. Back out to Humba. Long three again by Glory. That one goes down. Came back out again. And a rebound underneath there by Tucker Estep from Watonga.
A slight grimace by Humba, too, as that one just rimmed out.
Estep's got some size down there for the Eagles and for tonight. doesn't go away when you start this game. Shuey going to pull up for three. He can hit it. That one won't fall. Trent Mitchell rebound. White team can't quite cut the lead. Quickly ahead inside. Cut, not pass underneath by Birdwell, and a missed shot. Got an open look down there to Light. It wouldn't fall for him. Mitchell, mid-post, little shot up, underneath, won't drop again, but a nice hustle board underneath by Birdwell. Comes up with two. That's the first 2 points of the game for Birdwell. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, he's been all over the place.
And he really was in every sport that he played this year. Behind the back by Kroner, nowhere to go. He's going to flip it back out to Rainwater. Light on him, he's going to pull up for three, hand in his face, short arms it. Light with good defense that time. Now Humba with the basketball, the six-point lead. Little crossover, stutter step, back again. Nice job again by Music. Flips ahead, but quickly ahead with the left hand. No one stopped Birdwell. Jared Birdwell starting to feel it here with four.
No, don't let him get rolling. He will not stop anytime soon.
Music with a drive. Oh, tough circus shot up over his head with the left hand. What a shot. Maybe the shot of the night.
Oh, a flip and a prayer trip.
Oh, a little dipsy-do move. And that goes down. Music's got six. Mitchell on the wing. Trying to use that quickness. Got Shuey on. Gets Shuey in the air. Great ball fake by Trent Mitchell. Got Shuey to jump and gets two more.
As fast as he plays, Trent Mitchell is always so measured, Trent. I mean, it's really remarkable.
He's got 10. He's now the scoring leader of the night. Shuey wide open in the corner. Can't leave him that wide open, and he goes long, and a rebound by Light on the backside. Light looking to run a little bit. Pulls it up. Quickly ahead. Flashing Birdwell. Shuey has to move his man and go get it. Altered the shot, but a rebound underneath by Eastep. Quickly to Kroner. Kroner at Humba. And Humba strips the ball right before he could hit the layup. Nice ball fake again. Music fadeaway off one leg. Tough shot. Won't drop. Tipped by Shuey. Goes right to Fields. Brett Fields got a 1-on-3. They said he's just going to shoot a fadeaway from the elbow, and he hit it.
Don't give him the space.
Smart move there. He thought about taking it in on Shuey, then said no. Probably wise. Gets two more for Brett Fields. Wow, a nice battle here. Music and Humba. That time Humba gets the best of it. Ahead to Weston Light. So Weston Light's got Shuey on. Gets him to give it up back outside. And Shuey almost single-handedly defended that play. It's going to go out of bounds, though, and stay with the Red Squad. They get a 10-point lead now. 11:03. About a minute left before we swap all these guys out.
Shuey frustrated himself. Like I said, played that just about perfect. I thought he should have had the steal.
They're having fun out there, Tyler. It's a lot of fun. Humba, no hand in his face, well, shot it anyway. Music dared him to shoot it. Now back out to Birdwell. He's the hot hand. That one won't fall. And now we get some tired legs and some quick threes.
That's what this increased pace does to you, this quick pace.
Rainwater at Light. Fouls the room. Nice pass inside. They thought he was going to shoot it. Eastep makes a couple moves, and he's going to get it knocked out of bounds by Humba. Stays, though, with the White squad. And they had it down to four, but now the lead back to 10 for Team Red.
It's been the story of the game. Yeah, Red just, they keep finding a way to extend it back out every time.
It's the first time Coach Kerr's coached a Red team as Shuey's going to shoot a three since he was at Forgan. These are his Forgan color. He's switched sides of the rivalry.
There you go.
10 seconds left. Humba. Couple crossovers there. What a quick move by Humba. And, can he get the teardrop to fall? And he does. And that's just an aggressive take. And that's going to sound the horn. We're going to get five more players, 54-42 right now to score. Classic Bowl 33 is brought to you by Compass Athletics, located at the corner of 21st and Main Street in Woodward. Compass Athletics serving you in every direction.
Interesting lineup for White over here. It looks like Trent coming out. Ridenour, maybe Whedon over there. Jake Myers as well. A couple guys. Kyle Franklin.
Yeah, there's a lot of the... So they're mixing it up just a little bit. This is kind of the second team they had out there to start the game with.
Not seeing as much size on the Red side from this lineup coming out, so we'll see. Maybe this is where Whedon dominates the game a little bit again.
You've seen it go back and forth a little bit. It looked like Coach Kerr's strategy was to balance out his lineups, where it looked like a lot of the big-time scorers came out from the tip for Coach Zotsky's squad. So 54-42 with 10 minutes here. Team's huddling up, getting some plays in.
We're this deep in the game. You got to start busting out the play calls now. I mean, if you had in the back pocket during practice, let's go.
I mean, Coach Kerr's probably coached in a ton of these. I mean, he's one of the winningest coaches in the state, so he's probably got his stuff in his pocket for All-Star games. He's got ready to go. right now are going to inbound now. Whedon's got a man in his back, tries to take it up. Nice ball fake, gets the foul, and the bucket goes, and the crowd says and one. It's Cooper Whedon. Got Olivas, huge mismatch with Olivas down there. Nothing he could do. And that's a second foul on Olivas.
Olivas decided he had to kind of give a shrug. Like, what do you do right there? What do you do?
Yep. No fouls called on Trent Mitchell, so I'm starting to call suspect. Whedon drops the free throw. The and one is good. Eight now for Cooper. Now from the perimeter, Olivas picks up his dribble. Got Whedon on. Whedon comes out to get him. Let's flip it ahead. Drive inside. Rainwater right hand, and it drops for him. Now the other Rainwater on the board with two. Caleb. 56-45, 9:36. Swinging around to the corner. Meyer thought about a three. Olivas on it. Bounce pass to Franklin in the paint. Nice spin move by Franklin, right hand. And Kyle Franklin.
Lost the glasses.
And lost his eyeglasses. Surprised he doesn't have a strap on the back of those.
He's a pure baller, Trent, doesn't he?
It's an all-star game. He's like, I don't need that. Kyle Franklin on the board with two. Goodwell Eagle. Great season for Goodwell. Tryon Grice playing, and he couldn't play in this game because of an injury. Another Goodwell Eagle. We want to mention him. Nice crossover there. Mannering going to go up for three. Oh. Hand in his face, hits the ground hard, and gets a stare down from Ridenour. Ridenour coming to play.
Uh-oh, point forward.
Handling the ball, moves it up, showing some quickness with the 6'7", Cooper Whedon. Now back out. Now they're outside to the white team. Back to Franklin. Franklin trying to find room. Stolen, just taken from him on the other side by Olivas. Nice hesitation dribble. Goes back to his left hand. Meyer on him. And from behind, Franklin trying to steal it back. It goes out of bounds. Going to stay with the red squad. And Whedon, a big body in there at 6'7". I don't know how much he weighs, but it's a lot.
He is what we call a unit.
But he uses that weight well. Now I get a long three there. And again, that was Jackson Mannering. And Mannering quietly with 11 here.
As deadly efficient.
He is now becoming the lead scorer. So everyone fighting for that title. Meyer to Frank has got Cole Cowan on him. Takes it inside, and Cowan with the quicks. Ooh, hard shot riding on the backside. They're going to say it hit the top shot clock up top and goes out of bounds on that wild shot by Franklin.
Franklin just saying it was a nuke. Come on. Like that. Whedon was right there.
Had they not blown it dead, Whedon had quit an easy 2 points underneath the hoop. Mannering, nice slip pass up underneath, and can't handle it down by G. Can't handle it. He's double-teamed under there, and they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow going to stay here with the red squad. And it's going to be inbounded by Mannering right in front of the cheerleaders under the hoop on the near side. Cowan, corner, wing three there. Hand in his face, won't drop. Rebound Franklin. Olivas tried to take it from him, tipped it right to Meyer and right back to Franklin. Good active hands there by DJ. Turnover, though, won't happen. White team maintains possession. 59-47, 7:16 left. Franklin lobs it into Whedon. Tip pass, volleyball tap outside. He gives it right back to Ridenour. Mannering on him. Nice battle they've got. Lobs it inside to Whedon. He's got Whedon. He's got two guys on him. Shot fake, takes it up and scores.
I saw three guys on him. Still couldn't stop.
You could put five down there. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to take it from him. Olivas, top of the key. Meyer again with the great defense. Olivas got to pick up his dribble. And a nice pass, give and go. Olivas gives it, gets it right back, gets the foul and the harm. DJ Olivas gets two more. That was all set up. Great pass by Ethan G on the give and go. And he's going to go to the free throw line. Five fouls on Team Red.
And I think... Mr. Harrison over here might be pumping up some of those foul numbers a little bit.
Missed the free throw, though. Whedon's going to come down with it. Olivas still has four. Jake Meyer crossing the timeline. Flips it out for him. We're going to get a long three there by Carl. Will fall. Leave it right back to him, though. No look pass. Inside by Meyer. Takes it right back to Carl for two. And a great pass there by Jake Meyer, the point guard of the Red Devils. Playing on the white team. Mannering. Nice battle here with Ridenour. Gives it back up to Rainwater. Caleb Rainwater, right now on him, lost his dribble. Meyer comes away with the steal. Baseball pass, full court. Franklin's all alone down there. Got to hurry. Mannering behind him, and he scored it.
He heard the footsteps coming.
Heard the footsteps, but Kyle got it to drop. 6:11 left, 61-53. Olivas cut off at the block. Back out to the wing. Rainwater stopped just inside the free throw line. He's got to give it right back out to Olivas. Nice ball fake. Olivas takes it at Franklin. Right hand off the glass and good. And those are the quicks from DJ. another guy who averaged near a double-double this year for the Mustangs. Surprised with all the scoring, those two guys. Wheeler wasn't undefeated. Now Mannering with the block and takes it at Ridenour. They continue to fight down there. And what a move by Mannering.
That doesn't happen to Ridenour very often.
No, he was a little surprised by it. Cowan on the wing, thought about taking it in. Back out to Olivas. Nice battle with him and Meyer. No one came and got Rainwater. Caleb tries three, and they're going to have to get out there. And that's five for Caleb. Between the two Rainwaters, they got 14 tonight. Franklin going to try the answer on the other side. Goes long, but Whedon with the hustle play underneath. 12 for the Wacomas Chieftain. 66-55 red team. And a quick three of the other side. G airballs it. Tracked down by Meyer underneath the other side. White team needs a bucket.
Sure.
5 minutes to play. We're going to take another break. Last five to play. Red team with 11-point lead, 66-55. You're listening to Classic Bowl 33 on K101.
No matter if you're looking for team uniforms and equipment or trophies and medals to celebrate a successful season, Compass Athletics is your destination. They are an authorized dealer of all major brands and carry a complete line of uniforms, training apparel, shoes, equipment, medical supplies, and awards for all of your individual and team athletic needs. Compass Athletics, locally owned and operated at 2024 Main Street in Woodward. Compass Athletics, serving you in every direction.
The staff at Woodward Conference Center want to welcome all who are visiting for 2021 Classic Bowl. Known for its hospitality, the Woodward Conference Center showcases over 33,000 feet of meeting space. The venue, coupled with our unmatched standards of customer service and renowned attention to detail, make Woodward Conference Center Northwest Oklahoma's premier venue. Visit Woodward. You'll be glad you made it this far.
Classic Bowl 33, a red team 66, white team 55. Coach Zotsky's squad, he's Coach Kerr's squad. 5 minutes to go here before we tip it off. One of the things I just kind of look around some of these players, we talked about the brains. Weston Light, his senior class president. He was the FFA vice president. He was the NHS vice president. He's got more presidents on his list than many men, does Weston. He's going to go to OSU. He's going to major in industrial engineering and management.
Yeah, that's a lot more brains than we have, for sure. Just that one sense right there speaks to that.
Yeah, and then that's, I don't even know how to pronounce industrial engineering and management. So great job there for Weston. Some of the other guys we want to highlight, Carson Neville, who did the prayer, ensemble state champion. He's a singer. Got some pipes on him.
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe an invocation national anthem combo going on.
Multi-talented.
There you go.
A lot of wares on this floor. It's getting dropped off now. White team with the last five. And that's Keenan Music with Humba on him. They've been going at each other all night tonight. Nice move there inside. It takes it right inside, but Mitchell comes around for the block. Fight for the rebound. Lumpkin tips it back to open for Rainwater. Won't fall. And a rebound by Fields, who rifles it down to this side. Snowden, or no, bounce pass outside. Or Birdwell, I'm sorry. And they tried to get it right back to Birdwell after he reposted. And it's going to go out of bounds. Birdwell looking for Neville over there. Tried to flip it right back to him. A little bit of a miscommunication.
You know, there really haven't been many of those tonight for this being an all-star game. These guys, you know, just now getting together, if you will.
Yeah, they've only had one practice. Right now, fadeaway shot by Cathcart as the scorer's in the game. And a fight for the board underneath. Lumpkin takes it back up. And Mitchell getting tagged with his first foul from his father.
I'm saying his dad had to call it.
I don't know. I don't know if he should have called.
Oh, boy. A half smile on his dad's face.
No favors here tonight. Mitchell picks up foul number one. That's going to put the free throw line for Riley Lumpkin, who can't get that one to drop. And the white team needs to hit these foul shots. With 4:12 to go, 11 trailing by 11. Lumpkin back in, and he's got six. Humba going to run the point now. Everybody in the white team getting back. Man defense, Music on Humba once again. Handoff to Fields. Fields, top of the key. Nice quick move right there. Tries to bounce past that side to Neville. Neville, no space. Back to Birdwell. Birdwell, little floater. That's just off the block and gets it to roll. Tough shot, Jared Birdwell. 68-56. White team needs to score. Neville on his teammate. Cathcart drives in, right hand. Tough defense by Birdwell. Rebound, Trent Mitchell. Quickly ahead to Humba. He's got a one-on-three. Lowers his shoulder, nowhere to go. He wisely pulls it back up again. Flips it over to Neville. No-look pass out to him. Nice ball fake by Neville. Finds a little room. Shot won't fall. Birdwell tried to sky and put it back in. He's blocked from behind by Lumpkin, his teammate, or not his teammate, sorry, now quickly ahead. And a floater by Cathcart, who couldn't believe it, but a rebound underneath by Shue. He puts it up and back in again. And Vance Shue, he's got a quick action there, Tyler.
Yeah, up and down. That's what these guys do.
10-point game, 68-58, 3-11. Humba again with music on him. Crossover, Humba, paint, back outside. Neville is wide open. Great pass by Humba. The three won't drop. Mitchell, though, with a tough board, tried to drop it off, and he's cut off by Lumpkin with a steal. Nice pass inside to Shuey, running the floor, right hand, and drops it down. All set up there by Keenan Music. And Shuey with 10. Great pass, full court pass there. Looked like they've been playing together forever.
I don't even know if Music saw him for more than a half second and rifled that. That was just on point.
Boomba's got him in his face, made him pick up his dribble, tried to get a steal on Glory. Now baseline, Birdwell tried to go up underneath, and Music with a nice hustle down to the paint to stop the two. We're going to have some substitutions now. And they're going to be a foul. The guy's trying to enter, but they're going to call Music with the foul, and that's going to put Birdwell at the free throw line. Everyone's in a hurry to get in the game.
Yeah, got to get in and score a little bit more.
And Birdwell missed it, so 68-60. Now we're going to get the subs. It's Burnham. It's Stevenson. It's Snowden for the red squad.
For the white over there, right now, and it looks like Kroner as well coming in.
At the free throw line, Birdwell going to try to get another one. He missed the first. Missed them both. Letting the white team hang around, 68-60. Music running the point once again. He's done a great job tonight. Shuey going to try to set a screen for him. Finally takes it, comes up shooting. Great screen off the back iron. Won't fall, but Shuey with those long arms takes it down, takes it back up. That shot won't drop. And Skyen inside to try to drop it down. The shot won't fall for Kroner. And white team got three good looks at it there. Couldn't get one to fall. Humba, Music behind him now. Humba's looking over his shoulder for him. And they swing it back around to the far corner. Corbin Burnham handed his face for three, and Shuey couldn't corral the rebound. Instead, Stevenson comes in. They swing it back around to Humba to the top of the key. He's going to try a little mid-post shot. Gets his own rebound off the miss. Right hand up underneath and scores using that strength inside.
I mean, just kept slashing away.
He's got 12, fighting for that scoring title. Behind the back dribble there. Music looking for space. 10-point game, but with a minute 35 left, White has to hurry. Ridenour off the glass, won't fall. And coming down with the board is his teammate, Jared Birdwell. For the red team. Red team, drive, paint, spin move, floater onside, and the roll gets it to go for Snowden, who's got 7.
Oh, and it was just too smooth.
Look, nail in the coffin there with a 12-point lead. White team just looking for buckets. Cathcart says, that's what I do. Just when they needed one. Cole Cathcart, who's a master at hitting some tough shots this year. And that foul going to be on Burnham, his second. And Cathcart going to go to line for the and one. And now Jackson Mannering going to enter the basketball game. He's going to get Noah Snowden. The minute 12 to go. And Cathcart with 6, going to try to make it 7 here, but 10-point lead for white team. Might be too little too late. Jake Meyer getting ready to check in this game, too. And second free throw won't fall. Tantric Peterson's at the check-in table. Not going to check in yet. Jackson Mannering's at the top of the key. He's going to shoot one from out there, and he got it to hit. Jackson Mannering, and there, 14 tonight for Mannering.
And maybe the dagger. He wanted that one. You could tell the entire way.
4x800-meter state champion, part of that 4x8 team, and that might be the leading scorer tonight. Music tries to answer. Shot won't go. Tipped around. Still being tipped around. And Kroner comes away with it. Now, Ridenour looking for room. Back outside to Music. He drives it at everybody. Tries to make the pass inside. It's stolen away by Mannering. He's the hot hand. He's guarded inside. Tries to hit the tough shot. Almost got it to fall. And Mannering trying to put an exclamation point on his great evening. We'll see who they tag that foul with. It looks like that's going to be on Ridenour.
Yeah.
And Mannering, 14 points in limited action tonight.
He's been efficient. I mean, hitting a good chunk of threes as well. Has 4 threes of his 14 there. That's 12 points and just on fire.
And a free throw falls. And the Thomas Terriers playing with their coach. Maybe an advantage. You got your coach over there on the bench.
It might help a little bit.
Just how to use these guys. Get a whole lot of substitutions here. Meyer's going to come in this basketball game. Looks like Ethan G's back in here.
Kyle Franklin as well for White.
Or Ethan G's about to be back in here. He ain't here yet. Weston Carl's out there right now as well. And now Mannering misses that second free throw. Up to try to take it up, but Birdwell's shot won't fall. 28 seconds to shoot. Carl with the basketball. Good to see Weston get on the board here. Out to Franklin. He's going to try a three out there. That won't drop. Mannering trying to get the rebound. Comes away with it. Almost stripped away. Ball on the ground. Bodies on the ground. Going to go out of bounds. Nice hustle by Weston Carl. And we're going to get even more, guys, with 16.8 left. 76-62 all over but the clock. But even more substitutions. Olivas coming back in. Cooper Coughlin, we mentioned G.
Cole Cowan.
Trent Mitchell's back out there. Cole Cowan also, as you mentioned. Meyer going to inbound for the white squad. Stack underneath. Tucker Eastip down there. Back out to Franklin. She's going to shoot a three from that wing. Going to go long. Trent Mitchell with the board. 11 seconds to shoot. See if Trent tries to take this one. His own teammate, Jake Meyer, said, no, I know how to stop you. They're laughing at each other. Oliva shoots an air ball three. Coming down with it is G, one to shoot. He swung up at the buzzer. It won't fall, and that will do it. The red team, 76. The white team, 62. Kozatsky squad gets it done here. And we got one game in the books for Classic Bowl 33. We'll take a break, if I can talk. We'll take a break. Be right back with some festivities. You're listening to Classic Bowl 33 on K101.
No matter if you are looking for team uniforms and equipment or trophies and medals to celebrate a successful season, Compass Athletics is your destination. They are an authorized dealer of all major brands and carry a complete line of uniforms, training apparel, shoes, equipment, medical supplies, and awards for all of your individual and team athletic needs. Compass Athletics, locally owned and operated at 2024 Main Street in Woodward. Compass Athletics, serving you in every direction. Harper Sanitation has been serving the needs of Northwest Oklahomans for the last 50 years. At Harper Sanitation, they pride themselves on their services. They offer household, commercial, and construction waste management and leave you with a mess-free environment. Harper Sanitation is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Remember, when you need quality sanitation services from a local, trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. Check them out online at harpersanitation.net or give them a call at 580-256-5835. You'll be glad you did.
Back here, Classic Bowl 33, the best and the brightest here from the tri-state area, and the best bowl of any kind of bowl you can attend, any kind of all-star game you're going to see around the tri-state, and maybe the whole country. 76-62, red team in front, and we're going to get ready to hand out some hardware here as C.J. Montgomery is going to get ready to announce. So we're going to have some winners here. We're going to give out a player of the year in both the East and the West, and we're also going to give out a basketball coach of the year. And I'm not mistaken, I believe we're going to give out a co-players of the year on one side of the basketball. So we're going to have three players that are going to get awards and then a coach as well for this evening. But we're going to have some other things going on tonight. We want to mention your leading scorers for the game. Tyler Jackson Mannering finished with 15. How about that?
I mean, hey, was shooting the lights out, was pushing the pace, using all of that length.
Yeah, that was for the winners, the Red Squad's Gloria Humba with 12. Trent Mitchell had 10 in this game, 7 for Noah Snowden, 3 Carson Neville, 2 A.J. Stevenson, 2 Ethan G., 3 for Weston Light, Jarrett Birdwell had 6, Brett Fields had 5, and for the white team, led by Cooper Whedon with 12, Vance Shuey had 10, Noah Rainwater 9, 5 for Maverick Ridenour, 4 Kyle Franklin, Jacob Pichardo had a couple points, Weston Carl had 2, Cole Cathcart 6, Riley Lumpkin 6, and Keenan Music 6. And here's C.J. Montgomery to announce the...
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Classic Bowl Boys Basketball. On behalf of the 101 Classic Bowl Foundation, thank you very much again for attending tonight. Your attendance here alone helps the Classic Bowl Foundation do what they've done now for more than three decades, and that's obviously honoring the best and brightest across Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. Let us begin with our Boys Basketball Coach of the Year Award. With his team, the East Coach of the Year has compiled a stellar record of 196-23 with three state titles, including winning this year's 4A gold ball, capping one of those great four-year runs in Oklahoma basketball. His seniors went 107-4 over their 4 years. Your 2021 Classic Bowl 33 Boys Coach of the Year, Kingfishers, Jared Reese. Accepting the award for Coach Reese, two seniors from that 4A championship squad, Jarrett Birdwell and Maverick Ridenour. Assisting in that presentation, Leland Searcy, the Director of Athletic Operations, obviously a member of the 101 Classic Bowl Board of Directors.
Soundcraft.
Our East Boys Player of the Year Award, a matchup nightmare for opposing point guards. He scored about 1,500, adding 357 assists, 335 steals in 3 years, guiding his team to a 20-4 record as a senior, their first ever appearance. Averaging 21 points a game as a freshman, 24 as a sophomore, and 16 his senior year. His coach says he is the hardest working kid he's coached in his 20 years in the business. Ladies and gentlemen, your Classic Bowl 33 East Player of the Year from Covington Douglas, Gloray Humba.
I'll get him.
Mr. Humba, there we go. Presenting with his award, Justin Bowers, a member of the 101 Classic Bowl Board of Directors. Two players that put up almost identical scoring numbers, leading their team to deep playoff runs, will be our West Boys co-players of the year. The first one, a scoring machine from the Oklahoma Panhandle, leading his team to a 19-win season, their 13th state appearance since 2009, finishing a career with about 1,600 points, averaging a whopping 19.5 his senior season alone. He'll attend Oklahoma State, major in ag engineering. Ladies and gentlemen, your Classic Bowl 33 West co-player of the year from Texoma, Trent Mitchell. Classic Bowl Board of Director member, Woodward's Athletic Director, Jacob Miller, presenting Trent with his award. Our second West Coast Player of the Year led a Kansas team that was one game away from advancing to the state in back-to-back seasons, ending his career with about 1,200 career points, 623 rebounds, a senior campaign, averaged, once again, 19.5 points a game. He will be attending Tabor College in the fall as a member of their track and field team. Folks, your Classic Bowl 33 West Boys co-player of the year from the Mead Buffaloes, Vance Shuey.
I'll drink off the side.
Presenting Vance with his award, Classic Bowl board member, Chris Godwin. Simply put, my friends, our Classic Bowl 33 boys basketball scholarship winner is described as reliable, responsible, and a hard worker. In the classroom, my goodness, he's stout, a perfect grade point, a valedictorian. There is obviously more to that winner than just academics. He has a passion for community service, a role model. He's always eager to take a leadership role, leading by example. Dandy basketball player, too. And always finding time to volunteer anytime there is a need. Your 2021 Classic Bowl 33, Mike Mitchell, boys basketball scholarship winner, Woodward Boomer, Ryland Cope. Presenting Ryland with his award, Ms. Connie Mitchell. And on the off chance you haven't heard, it was Mike Mitchell that came up with that initial idea, that initial spark of having Classic Bowl festivities in Woodward. That was in the spring of 1988. Mike Mitchell, the Classic Bowl's founding father, I guess you could say. Folks, once again, thanks for being here. We invite you back, obviously, Saturday afternoon for the big parade in downtown Woodward. And then the granddaddy of them all, Classic Bowl 33, the greatest high school all-star extravaganza of them all, number 33 from Boomer Field, a 7:30 kickoff here in Woodward Saturday evening. Once again, thank you so much for being here. We see you back in town on Saturday.